The Supreme Court has said prisons must provide adequate medical services. State legislators know that, and 10 years ago they were given a detailed report of serious problems with health care behind bars in Virginia. But Hope Emescada with Virginia's ACLU says they did nothing. And her colleague, lawyer Gabe Eber, says voters probably didn't care.
A lot of people would say, I don't have a right to health care. I don't have insurance. I can't get my cavities filled. Why should this murderer or this thief or this sex offender get free health care? And that's probably one of the reasons there hasn't been more outrage.
But under the Affordable Care Act, more Americans will have coverage and voters may begin to see it as a moral right. They may also tire of spending $1 billion a year on corrections.
You can build new prisons or you can build college classrooms, but you can't do both.
Mark Maurer heads the Sentencing Project in Washington, D.C., a nonprofit that does research and lobbies for alternatives to prisons.
But I think there's also growing recognition that it doesn't do much good to just sound tough on crime. We need to be smart on crime. We need to be looking at programs and policies that can actually provide safety, not just sound good in an election campaign.
That could mean more community programs for offenders and fewer people behind bars. Already, the state's supermax prisons are taking many men out of solitary confinement, teaching them coping skills, giving them incentives to behave, and there have in fact been 56% fewer problems with discipline. There could be changes for Virginia's older inmates. The parole board has rarely used the geriatric provision that allows early release of the elderly. Often, model prisoners are told no because they committed a serious crime, essentially ignoring the idea that prisoners can be rehabilitated. If a new governor appoints a more lenient board, thousands of prisoners over 60 could be freed. The state could also face up to a serious medical problem spread by IV drug use, tattooing, and sex in state prisons, a viral liver disease that can kill. Here again is ACLU attorney Gabe Eber.
Hepatitis C is a huge problem in prisons. It's very expensive to treat. So there's a real hesitancy of correctional systems to start treatment.
Unlike neighboring Maryland, Virginia doesn't even screen for hepatitis C, and public health officials warn that as infected prisoners leave state correctional centers, they could bring an epidemic of this disease into the community. One final area to watch is privatization. Gabe Eber, staff counsel to the ACLU's National Prison Project, says government alone should administer prisons and the health care they provide.
By adding a private for-profit corporation in there, you're changing the nature of the punishment. You're giving this corporation considerable power over prisoners who are in the custody of the state. And, you know, when you put a profit motive into the provision of health care, it may not necessarily be in the interest of the taxpayers or of equal importance to the prisoners.
But the business of caring for prisoners appears to be a profitable one, and companies pay to play. Virginia's largest provider of medical services to prisons, Corizon, paid lobbyists here more than $21,000 this year, and its CEO gave $500 to the campaign of Republican Ken Cuccinelli. Another provider, the Geo Group, spent nearly $15,000 on lobbyists, and one of their top competitors, Armour Correctional Health Services, contributed $25,000 to the campaign of Democrat Terry McAuliffe. I'm Sandy Houseman.